Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast with Pastor Robert Thibodeau. Using an interview format, Pastor Bob will introduce you to men and women whose ministries are impacting this world with the gospel, and will also provide commentary and insight on end-time prophetic events we now see happening in the news. Now here is Pastor Robert Thibodeau.
Everywhere. This is Pastor Robert Thibodeau. Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast today. Today is part two of my two-part interview with the pastor of the V1 Church in New York City, Pastor Michael Signorelli. Now, if you missed any of yesterday's episode, you need to go back and catch up. I love the name of this church, V1 Church. Now, I'm not going to take the time today to explain what all that means. Go back and listen to the end of the podcast yesterday because I went in detail on it. I'm telling you, it is an awesome name, especially for a church. Now, Michael has also written a book, an e-book, called A New Year and a New Me. And that's what we're really going to be diving into is how everyone looks at a new year as new beginnings. And you can do the same thing for your business, for your church, for your ministry, for your life. You need new beginnings. Praise God for new beginnings. Let's jump right back into this interview now with Michael Signorelli. You also have an amazing website. I love the way it looks. It's so interactive. What kind of resources can a visitor find on your website?
Yeah, you know, I've really tried to build something where those of you who are listening and people who tune in through around the world can find just practical resources. At the end of the day, I just want to know what do I do? You know, like, all right, what do I do? So I put together a resource coming into the new year called New Year, New Me. Mm-hmm. And it's super short. It's a free ebook resource. It's meant to be read in one or two settings. And it's very practical. A lot of times people say, oh man, it's January. This year is going to be the best year of my life. But they don't know how to change. Right. And mm-hmm. I know it's a cliche and you've heard New Year, New Me. I kind of did it for that reason because as a pastor, I'm like, well, what would happen if it wasn't a cliche? What would happen if it actually came true in your life? It was a new year, new me. So anyways, I put that ebook resource together on MikeSignorelli.com. Mm-hmm. And people can grab it today.
Amen. Let's talk about your book for a minute. What kind of information do you have in your book?
Yeah.
Because, you know, people look at, losing weight, new career choices, all that. Just explain a little bit more about your book to us.
Well, I love to talk to people and to get into their personal life. Like, what does life look like for them? And, over the course of conversation, I kind of got a real good idea of where people were getting stuck and how they were getting stuck. And, Proverbs chapter 10, verse 17 says that the road to life is a disciplined life. And it says, if you ignore correction, you're lost for good. And I think that we live in this world, we live in a fatherless generation. You know, we don't have the wisdom of the previous generations always in our life through family. And so people are like, I'll do it, but I don't know what to do. You know, I'll receive the correction. I want the discipline, but I don't know what to do. And so this book really is, it starts with, can you build a love for correction? And I know that's not something you always hear. We live in a society where everyone's offended all the time. Mm-hmm. It's like somebody says something, well, that offended me. But I think that if you can start with, man, I love correction. I love the rebuke of God. I love, because that's how you know he cares and he hasn't given up on you, as he's still correcting you. So we start with that. And then we kind of move on from that with some practicals about, how to get vision for your life and what that looks like. And then when you get true vision produces discipline, So when you got vision for radio, you were like, that vision for radio produced a discipline. Yeah. And now you're saying, okay, well, I don't know anything about it, but I'm going to learn everything about it. And a lot of times when people tell me, well, I'm so undisciplined, I tell them, I say, that's actually a vision problem. So let's start with the vision first, because you maybe can't see it yet. And then, and so the book kind of takes you through some of that. It's actually a lot of the people that have read the ebook to even like publicists who are like, yeah, let me help you get the word out about the book, have come back to me and said, I didn't expect this, but it really changed my life, which has been really cool.
Amen. Amen. Now, we need to surround ourselves with people basically who are better than us. You know, there's an adage that says, you are the reflection of the five people you hang around the most. You know, yeah. Another cliche, you can't fly with the eagles if you hang around with a bunch of turkeys.
Yeah.
How can you share that inspiration with people who don't want to really offend their friends that they've been with for years and years, even if they're a bad influence? How can you share that inspiration to move on with God to greater things?
Yeah, you will know who's really for you when you start to express a big vision, because people, when you tell people, I'm moving across country, you'll find out who's really for you or who's for themselves, because the ones that are for themselves are going to reveal their selfishness. The ones that are for you are going to continue to cheerlead you on. And your life really does end up becoming the total sum of the four or five people that you're closest to. And for me, I was raised fatherless, and so I was kind of on this pursuit to find a mentor, find a good pastor. And unfortunately, like many people listening, I've experienced, the pastor that mismanages the money or has the infidelity. I experienced a lot of letdowns with mentors and people in my life, but that I didn't give up looking. And so eventually I did find my people, my tribe, mm-hmm. And for me now, I finally have gotten to the point where the people closest to me are, they cheerlead me on, and they were all like cheerleading each other to the next level. And so my encouragement is, it's better to walk alone than it is to walk with bad company. Mm-hmm. And maybe 2020 for some people looks like, hey, I'm going to learn how to be alone but not lonely while I seek out my new circle, because I want to be surrounded by the right people, and that's so important. Mm-hmm. Relationship unlocks all of the next levels. You see that in the Bible. There's people who started ministries, and then there's people who were sent. And every single time they were sent through relationship, they were successful. And so even when I launched V1 Church, I was like, it's so important to be sent. And so I found Linked International Network of Churches, and they sent us. And that relationship was everything. Even the gospel, it's a story of relationship, our Father who is in heaven. So I would just encourage anyone who's listening, this maybe is a confirmation for them that they need to exit some relationships and go on a search of some new relationships in order to accomplish their dream.
Amen. Amen. That's awesome. Yeah, that's spot on too. I mean, being in internet ministry, sometimes I'm sitting here, I'm thinking, I'm just talking to this computer screen all day, every day, but it's through conversations like you and I are having that the relationships are being established, even though it's through the internet,
Yes.
And when you finally meet someone, at a conference or something like that, hey, and I mean, I've been out, at a conference, someone called, you're Pastor Bob, I have no idea who they are, but they've seen me on, YouTube or on the videos or Facebook or something like that. So the relationships are being established, even though, you can't give, a brotherly hug or something like that. There's still relationships being established. So yeah, I agree. Yeah. That's
awesome. Absolutely. Thank God for the internet. Thank God for your radio show, for your podcast. I mean, it is a relationship. I know for me, even growing up fatherless, there were a lot of TV preachers and people that mm-hmm. filled that gap where I said, well, look, there's a real man who believes in God, who's following God with all of his heart. And I may not be able to have a conversation with him, one-to-one, but I can learn from what he's teaching and preaching. And so, for me now as a lead pastor, that's the biggest reason why I put together the website, was to say, I may not be able to sit down over coffee and talk with you, but I did write this book for you, and this is my conversation with you. And that's the biggest reason why I put it out.
Amen. Now, you mentioned the podcast. You also have a podcast. I've listened to some of your episodes. I love your podcast. One of the things I listened to was a question you were asked about how you can find your purpose. And you emphasize finding the faults in your own character and working on them. How can someone do that in the hustle and bustle of life today?
Yeah, it's funny. That episode got a lot of traction. even the podcast, we live in a day and age where a lot of the young people are self-promoters. In New York, you see a lot of that, people pushing their own thing. And so for me in the kingdom, you got to ask yourself, does God operate that way? Does he want the way that we operate to look like the way the world operates? And in the world, you climb people's backs, you kind of like, you know, there's a way of doing things, but in the kingdom, the way up is down. Mm-hmm. So actually for me, I had a group of people that we were going to launch a church together, and they lived in New York. There was 18 of them, and they were constantly asking me questions because they were new believers and they didn't know, you know, really anything about the Bible or about God. So I started answering their questions, and I said, well, let me post it on SoundCloud so you guys can all listen to it. Mm-hmm. I did it on accident. I just said, well, you know, I'll post it on SoundCloud so you guys can all listen to it there. And because if I'm going to answer a question for one person, maybe you all have mm-hmm. the same question.
Yeah, amen.
And then actually what happened was somebody found that because it was on SoundCloud, shared it with Charisma Magazine, and then Charisma reached out to me about syndicating my podcast through it. And I just laughed when they called me. I couldn't stop laughing. I'm like, they're like, what's so funny? And I'm like, I didn't even try to do this, you know? I wanted to serve people and genuinely love them. And then God, so I guess what I'm saying is, you can have all the talent in the world, but God, he raises people up with character and people with a servant's heart and people who genuinely love and care about people. And, you know, and so I always tell the young preachers, like, work on your prayer life more than you work on your sermon, and then God will give you more opportunities to preach. You know, it's like work on serving people more than you do on the spotlight. You know, it's like David, he was really concerned about sheep and sheep smell. I mean, I've been to Israel and I've seen shepherds doing their job to this day, and it's not a glorious job. And David really cared. When he killed the lion and the bear, he could have just said, just let the lion take those sheep, whatever it was going to take, who cares? Like, why risk my own life? But David was like, every sheep matters. And then God said, well, man, if his character is like that on the backside of this hill when no one's looking, if I give him a national spotlight, then he's going to care about people like he cares about those sheep. Yeah. So I always tell people, we're so obsessed with the spotlight but it's like, I cared about one person, and God said, well, if I give him 1,000 in New York, he's going to care about all of them like he cares about that one. So I can trust him. So my journey is always like, God, when I see that I'm not going to the next level, I don't blame other people. I don't blame my past or where I come from. I was raised in a trailer park in Indiana. I just look at myself and say, God, you must not trust me with more. So how can I live a life where you trust me more, God? Mm-hmm. And that I think our generation, we need to hear that more, you know, that nobody's talking about that. So that's kind of my mantra. And I know it's not appealing, but I believe in it.
Well, one of the episodes I heard you reference Steve Jobs and how he believed, you know, if someone can go to the moon, why can't I, type thing. Yeah. And that kind of leads right into that, you know, that you are first motivating yourself to move to the next level, but you also are motivating those around you to take action on their goals as well, right?
Absolutely. Well, Jesus is the best example of someone who was not a one-man show. Even when they attempted to worship Jesus, he said, hey, I'm here doing the will of my Father. Yeah. And then he gives ministry away to 12 people that really didn't meet the standard by anyone's standard in Judaism at that time to be a rabbi or a spiritual leader. And then he literally says, it's better that I go away, because I'm going to send the Holy Spirit, then you're going to do greater things than I do. And I don't think you see that in enough believers and enough pastors where they say, this isn't, you know, this isn't the Mike Signorelli show, you know. I'm actually, I don't have ministry. I give ministry away. Mm-hmm. And I'm not ministering to you. I'm ministering through you. Mm-hmm. And I want you to take this and do something with it. So for me, that's really my goal at the end of the day. It's really not about me. And I have a website with my name on it for all intensive purposes, but my motive is that people will do so much more than I could ever do with my life, and that would make me happy.
Yeah, amen. I couldn't agree more. You know, I noticed on your website, and I think it was on a blog, that you basically share physical therapy for life with people. How did your back issue motivate you in that direction to do physical therapy for other people's lives?
Yeah. Well, you know, and I think that it kind of ties into this whole new year, new me. I was telling someone the other day, if I knew that there was a pill out there, and if I took that pill, I mean, I would wake up the next day with 6-pack abs and all my fat was melted away. I would take it. I mean, no one in their right mind would go to the gym and work out and subject themselves to physical pain to try to get 6-pack abs if you knew there was a pill. And what God gives us a lot of times is a process, not a pill.
Yeah.
And, I had physical back issue for literally 20 years. I mean, debilitating lower back pain. I prayed about it over and over again, believed God for supernatural healing. And then when I moved to New York, there was actually a physical therapy office on my street. And I said, I'm going to go in there and just see what they say about my back. And so they did a diagnosis and they said, actually, because of the injury, your muscles in your back atrophy. And they're actually deformed, and we can take you through I'm gonna remember what it started with, like 16-week journey of like taking. And so I said, you know what, let's do it. And it was a process, and they stretched me out, and I mean I screamed in pain. They made me work out, and after several months of that, my back was healed, and I did receive the healing. It just didn't come like I wanted it to. I wanted it to come instantly, mm-hmm. and it was a process. And so to this day, my back is still great. I've continued that journey to do my stretches and be faithful. And I would say that's just as much of a miracle as if he healed it instantly, because he gave me a discipline that could sustain me over the lifetime. And so, yeah, I mean, I think people, they hear these kinds of things all the time, you know, but it's the truth. A lot of what we want in our life is a healing. And I think that's why we go to church every week, because mm-hmm. we need a weekly discipline. You know, I think it's why we work out on the regular, because we need that. And so that's kind of what I provide, is those resources to say, okay, let's get back in the gym together, you know, the emotional, physical, mental, spiritual gym.
Amen. And, you know, I get asked, why doesn't God just miraculously heal you? You believe in healing. Why doesn't that just happen? Well, a lot of times you could have been ministering to one of those staff persons there, or someone you was talking to in the waiting room, mm-hmm. or anything like that, and not even realize that was the person God wanted you to reach, you know?
Yeah.
That something was planted that wouldn't take root for 2 or 3 years later when they're going through something and say, oh, wait a minute. Yeah, that one guy I met that one day said this. I wonder if it's really true. And they start researching that, and boom, you know, you don't know God's overall scheme of things. You know, some miraculous healings happen instantly. Some are progressive. You know, doctors are anointed to do what they do. I mean,
you
wouldn't want me to do open heart surgery on you. I guarantee it. It's a calling. But, you know, so yeah, I agree. You know, one thing that caught my attention as I was doing the prep for today's show was something that happened to you outside of a restroom. Tell me about that prayer line that formed in front of a restroom and how that can be used to motivate someone to pray no matter where they're at.
Oh yeah. I'm going to try to do this without getting choked up, because that was actually one of the most powerful, moments that I've had in a long time. You know, it's the same thing, like, you know, with your show, you have people like that see out in public and they recognize you, and you're just really trying to serve people. And that's what motivates you, is knowing that you're changing people's lives. And so with me, I just keep pumping out the content and just trusting that God's going to get it to the people that should hear it. And I was actually standing outside of a restroom, and I had this, it started in the bathroom. This guy said, hey, are you Pastor Mike? And I said, yes, this is awkward, but yes. and he said, well, you know, I don't mean to bother you, but will you pray for my wife and I? And I said, yeah, sure. Well, I said, let me finish up here and I'll help you out. So after I washed my hands, I said, hey, is your wife here? I'd like to pray for both of you. And he said, yeah. So we came outside the bathroom and he grabbed his wife and so this is Pastor Mike, he wants to pray. And the story that they told is that they recently lost their kids, and they went through this crazy, you know, drug addiction, all this scenario. And, And they were just believing that they would not only continue to be sober and free from their addiction, but that they would eventually get their children back and create a home for them. And Amen. So I said, well, you know, I don't believe in coincidences. I believe in confirmations and divine appointments. You know, even people who are listening to this episode, this is not a coincidence. This is a confirmation, like the Holy Spirit speaking to you. And so anyways, I started praying for them. Well, then what happened was someone else came out of the bathroom, and it was a female, because the bathrooms were male and female were next to each other. And then she said, you know, can you, Pastor, can you pray for me? And then I'm not kidding, that continued. People organically saw me praying and were listening, kind of, you know, New Yorkers are nosy. They act like they're not paying attention, but they're paid attention. And this line formed, and it was a holy moment in that place right outside the bathroom. Again, where there's a demand, there's going to be a supply.
Amen.
And I was just praying for people in a prayer line outside of the bathrooms in New York. And it was one of my favorite memories of my life, because people were crying, people were laughing. And, you know, and I think that for me, if you're a believer, if you're a Christian and you've been like, man, I'm stagnant, my life's boring, you know, a lot of times people will reject if you try to preach to them. I've noticed that. Mm-hmm. But if you actually say, hey, can I pray for you? Is there anything I can pray for? And a lot of times they'll say, yeah, pray for, and they think you're going to pray later on that day. But mm-hmm. if you say, can I just pray for you right now? Waiters and waitresses, people in the grocery store, if you just say, hey, can I pray for you? They'll let you. And you'll get some of the most amazing stories of your Christian walk in those moments.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. You know, you talk about being recognized out in public. So that is part of the calling, to use social media to
help yes.
the gospel. How do you use social media to grow your brand and grow your influence?
Yeah, you know, I've learned the hard way. I'm a big experimenter, and what I learned is that essentially people, I'm going to say this in the most brutal way possible, but there's probably some pastors and people who need to hear this. People don't necessarily care about your life. They care about their life. And so when you use your social platforms to help them and to serve them, your platform will grow. So, you know, and I mean this in the nicest way possible, but you know, I have very few like real friends, you know, and I don't have any problem with that. But most people, you know, I'm their pastor, I'm their leader, I help them grow. And so I use my social platform to encourage them. Hey, it's Monday motivation. Here's a quote or something that can help you in this moment. Even my preaching clips are just clips I post up of things that bring value to people's lives. And the more value I bring to them, the more my social platforms grow. And it's the same thing for a church. A lot of times people use their church platforms as like billboards for church events. Mm-hmm. And they're like, well, why doesn't my church platforms grow? And it's like, well, because at the end of the day, they just don't care about your event. But if you can flip it and help them, you know, give them an encouraging word, give them something to think about, engage their mind, engage their spirit, it'll grow. So for me, I guess that's my secret. I'm kind of revealing it. I really just try to, and if you scroll through my Instagram or my Facebook, you'll see what I'm talking about. It's just things to help people, because life is hard, and 21st century life is very, very hard. And social media is full of a whole bunch of negativity. And so I just really try to bring the encouragement of the Lord, which I believe is true encouragement. Even if it's a hard word, sometimes I say things that are very correction based and it's a hard word, but it's still like, man, people are like, man, that really helped me.
That's awesome.
So that's what I'm trying to do.
Amen. Amen. Mike, this is so interesting to me. I know our listeners are getting a lot of value from your perspective on all these things we talked about today. If someone wanted to get more information on you, to ask a question, if they wanted to get a copy of your ebook or maybe do an interview like this, how can they do that? How can they get in touch with you?
Yeah, the main thing that I spent 2019 working on is my website. So if they go to MikeSignorelli.com, it's SignorelliI. So Mike Signorelli or Signorelli.com. You actually can find links to all my social, YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and then you can do, you know, all that. There's a contact form there. You can download the ebook. I have a blog there. It's all there. So MikeSignorelli.com is the best way.
Amen. And to get more information on your church, you got a church website?
Yeah. You know what? If you did go to MikeSignorelli.com, I linked the church there as well. But the church website's super simple. It's v1.church. So V as in Victor and then number1.church. And you can find everything there as well.
Amen. Amen. Folks, Pastor Mike Signorelli is the real deal. As you've heard us talking today, I mean, you can tell from our conversation that he's there for you. I mean, he's grounded in the Word. He's passionate about helping others. I mean, to open a church in New York City, not just one location, but multiple locations, you have to be passionate and persistent. Amen. And if you're in the New York City area, reach out to Pastor Mike. Visit his church. If you're needing someone to look at the overall trend of your business, your life, your direction you're taking, even if you're not in the New York City area, reach out to Mike via the links down below and request your copy of his book. I mean, you need to decide right now that 2020 is going to be a year of growth, a year of change, a year of serving the Lord and whatever your calling is in life. Pastor Mike, thank you so much again for taking the time out of your schedule to come on the program and share with our listeners today. I do appreciate it.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm a huge fan of you and everything that you do, and I am so grateful that I got to hang out with you today.
Oh, man, I appreciate that so much. Folks, that is all the time we have for today. Go down below, use the links to get in touch with Pastor Mike Signorelli today. Get a copy of this book. He's giving it to you for free. I mean, you can't get a better price than that, okay? And for Mike Signorelli and myself, this is Pastor Bob reminding you, be blessed in all that you do.
Are you a Christian entrepreneur, coach, or author with a message that needs to be heard? Picture this, your voice reaching thousands, your story inspiring hearts, and your business flourishing like never before. Introducing FaithCasters, the ultimate platform that connects faith-driven professionals like you with the power of podcasting. Become a sought-after guest on faith-based podcasts, share your unique insights, and connect with like-minded individuals who share your passion for faith and entrepreneurship as well. Imagine your expertise reaching a wider audience, expanding your network, and propelling your business to new heights. Well, it's all within reach with FaithCasters. So don't wait. Take the first step today on your journey to greatness by visiting our website at faithcaster.org. That's faithcaster.org. Join the FaithCasters community now and unleash the full potential of your faith-driven enterprise. You do not want to miss this opportunity. FaithCasters, where faith meets podcasting and your dreams become reality. Visit faithcaster.org. Let's soar together. And remember, anyone can be a podcaster, but only a Christian can become a FaithCaster. FaithCasters, your voice, your platform, your success.